were an unbezel menalik, the savri beishamai, was trying to establish who is the one that said what's it called this brisa. Anichnas lebeisel motzei shavim zvorach al ayayin velamor velabesamim v'yachar kach omer havdala. Okay, so Mara says the savri beishamai birkas hamazon to unakos. According to this brisa, you leave the kos to be for birkas hamazon, and your mashal shall everything else havdala after that. So does beishamai then hold that birkas hamazon needs a kos? V'hatznan bolahem yain la'achar hamazon. The Mishnah says if wine, get wine after the meal, motzei Shabbos, and you don't have any other kos but that. And ein shomela also kos. If you only have that kos, beishamai omrim mevorach alayayin v'achar kach mevorach alamazon. Beishamai says you don't have to leave that kos for birkas hamazon. You can, what's it called, drink that wine if you want, and then make a bench, and what's it called, and you don't have to have a kos for birkas hamazon. So beishamai hold, you don't need a kos for birkas hamazon. My love, the mevorach alayah v'shosilei. Isn't it talking where you drank it, so you don't have any more kos for birkas hamazon. You drank it before benching. Lo, the mevorach alayah v'manichle. You make a bracha on it, but you don't drink it. You leave it then to bench on also, so you have a kos for birkas hamazon. I v'omar mar hamavorech tzor shiito. Right, when you make a bracha, you have to taste something from the kos. So Mara says the time late, so you taste a little bit, but you leave enough over to make a bracha on for benching. I v'omar mar tama pogmo. If you tasted it, then it's pogum, and you can't make a kiddush and havdalah on it anymore. So Mara says, the toilin be biyode. You know, you don't drink it with your mouth, but you take a little bit off with your hand, and you, what's it called, and you drink what's on your hand. So then you didn't take anything out of the kos with your mouth. That's not called pogum. So you still have a kos that you can use for benching, even though you made the bracha on the wine already after the meal. I v'omar mar koshel bracha tzor shir. Lamaisa, if you took a little bit off, it doesn't have the shir anymore. Right, v'haka paches le mishure, and by taking a little bit off, it doesn't have a shear anymore. Versus an opish le tvei mishure, you had more than a shear. So when you took a little bit off, you still had a shear of what's it called, the revius. Ivohem ein shomela oso kos ptani. It says that you only have that kos. Mashman, there's not, you have exactly the amount for a kos. So if you take a little bit off, there's no more shear. Smara says trei lohavi umichad nafish. Doesn't mean you have two. You don't have two kosos, but you have more than one. You had more than one, but not two. So therefore, you could take a little bit off. The kosos still have a shear. You, what you called, you taste it a little bit without being poging the kos, and you leave the kos for birkas hamazon. So we don't have any proof yet that beishamai hold you don't need a kos for birkas hamazon. Aiva tani rebchia beishamai omri mevorach alayayin vishosehu the acher kach mevorach birkas hamazon. Right, the Shammai say beferish that you drink the wine, and then you bench, and you don't need a kosher because I'm Muslim. So I'll trade tanoi. I'll leave with the Shammai. There's two different tanoim according to Shammai. One tana holds Shammai holds you need a kosher because I'm Muslim, and the other tana holds that Shammai holds you don't need a kosher because I'm Muslim. Rashi. Ella, no. Bola v'hasnan. No. Bracha tuna kos. Birkas hamazon diktani meinichol achar hamazon. Right, Rashi's girsa was bracha to unakos, and Rashi explains it means birkas hamazon. Right, Beishamai then hold that you need a kos for birkas hamazon. V'asnan masnisim bepirkin. Mishnah in our perek says bolohen kolimos hashana kamar. Right, the regular time you had wine come at the end of the meal. Beishamai said you can drink it. You don't have to save it for benching. Achar hamazon ubesoch hamazon lo bolohen. They didn't have wine in the middle of the meal. When they finished the meal, this wine came before benching. So Beishamai says, you make the bracha on the kos, and you don't have to, what's it called, you don't have to save it for benching. If you want, you can make a bracha on the wine and drink it. You don't have to leave it for birkas hamazon, because birkas hamazon doesn't need a kos. Tamo pogmo lebirkas hamazon lekiddush lehavdala. Right, it only is pogemit insofar that you can't use it for kiddush, havdalah, koshel bracha. but for sure, the Tosfos also the same thing, that you have to make a bracha on it. L'maisa. Yayin pagum, you also make a bracha, bari priagotha. It's not allowed to be nehenem olam hazeh below bracha. It's just that you can't use it for kiddush, havdalah, or koshal bracha. Ela trei tanoi aliba de veshamai, tana de masnis, and the tana de rebchia. Tana de rebchia aliba de veshamai, omer ein bracha tunakos. The tana, the brice of rebchia, according to Beishamai, says that Brichas HaMazon does not need a kos. The Tana de Masnis and the Le'el, the Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba de Beishamai, Sover Bracha Tuna Kos. And the Bryce that we had before, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Beishamai, holds that you do need a kos for Brichas HaMazon. Beishamai Omrim, Tana Rabbana, Beishamai Omrim, notably Adayim, the Achrikach Mosinus HaKos. Beishamai say, first you wash, and then you, pour the kos. Because if you hold that you first pour the kos and drink the wine and then wash, right? Right? We're afraid that there's going to be some of the liquid in the kos, some of the wine is going to spill out and go onto the outside of the kos. So when you touch the kos, you're touching those liquids. And if your hands are not tahar, if your hands are still tameh, you're going to be matameh the mashkim that are on the outside of the kos, right? And they'll be matameh the yavzru v'yitamu shakos. And they'll be matameh the kos. So if you have hands that are not tahar, and you touch the kos, and there's wine on the outside of the kos, you're going to be matameh the wine. The wine will be matameh the kos, and then you're going to be using a kos tameh for kiddush, they're being using a kos tameh. So Mara says litamu yodaim lekos. Hara, what do you need the mashkim? Right? We're afraid that there may be some wine on the outside of the kos. You touch the wine, you're making the wine tameh, and the wine will make the kos tameh. Right? If your hands are tameh and you touch the kos, so they should be matameh the kos. So Mara says, Yodaim Shni Osein. No, hands only have a din of a sheni. The Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin. And the sheni doesn't make a shlishi except by Truma and Kodshim, but not by Chulin. And therefore, your hands are a sheni, they won't be matame the kos. There's no such thing as a shlishi by Chulin. But if they touch the mashke, then the Chachamim made a special gzeira that any mashke becomes a rishon. Okay, if you're metame, a mashke, even a sheni, makes the mashke a rishon, and the rishon then can make a sheni. So the mashke will then be metame the kli, and make it a sheni. All this is only tumah derabbanan. But without the mashke, your hands can't be metame the kli. But your hands can be metame mashke, and the mashke becomes a rishon, and the mashke is metame the kli. Right? The ain sheni osa shlishi b'chulin el al yedei mashkin. Through, if there's mashkin in between, then the mashkin go back up a level, and they're matame one more. So that's why Beishamai holds you have to wash your hands before you pour the kos, in order you shouldn't be using a tame kos, because we're afraid that if your hands aren't tahar, you touch the kos, and the kos has mashke on it, some drops of liquid, the liquid's going to become tame, and that's going to be tame the kos. Beisil holds you pour the kos and then you can wash your hands. Shimata Omer notun liyadayim tchila, because if you say you wash first, gzeira shem yitamu mashkin shibiyadayim machmas hakos v'yavzru v'yitamu sayadayim. We're afraid that there's still going to be water left on your hands after you washed. If you wash first, you're going to have wet hands. You're going to touch the kos. The kos is going to be metame. If the kos is tame, you're going to be metame the water on your hands. Because again, the kos won't be metame your hands directly. But it'll be metame the mashka on your hands, right? And the mashka on your hands will metame your hands again. And as if you didn't wash. So you just defeated the whole purpose of washing. The verse says, v'nitme kos liadayim. Why aren't you afraid that if the kos is tame, it'll be metame your hands even if there is no water left on your hands? Ain't kli matame adam, right? Because a kli is not matame adam. So if you just have the kli and then the person, that's not, your hands don't become tame. Right? V'nitmi mamashkin shibesocho, right? If the kli is tame, let it be matame the mashkim that are inside the kli. Right? So the mashkim inside the kli become tame. The Gemara says, no, hocha b'kli shenitmu achorav mashkin askina. Right, it's talking about a kli that became tamei through mashkin that touched the outside of it. Okay, and a special halacha that when tamei mashkin touched the outside of a kli, right, the tochel tahor v'gabo tamei, right, that the inside remains tahor. What's inside the kli is tahor. Special tuma the rabbanan. Right, all these tumas mashkin are only the rabbanan, and the rabbanan sometimes made it clear that it's only rabbanan. So they made tumas that can't be minatora. You can't have tumas minatora that only the outside's tamei and the inside's not tamei by kli mateches. It's impossible. So here, if you see that only the outside's tamei and what's inside is tahor, you know it's only a tumah derabanan. They made it like that, so you'll know this is only a tumah derabanan. You don't then go and burn truma, right, because you think it's a tumah deraisa. Disnan, kli shenitmu achora b'mashkin. If you have a kli that the outside was tamei because of mashkin, achorav tmeim tocho v'ogno v'ozno v'yodav tahorin. So only the outside of the kli is tamei, but the handles and the handles of the kli and the rim of the kli and the inside of the kli is all tahor nitma tocho. But if the inside of the kli became tamei, then nitma kulo, then the whole kli becomes tamei. Okay, see Rashi till here, and then we'll see there. Okay. Gzeira shemi yitamu mashkim, shenoflu b'achorei hakos. The Shammai says you have to wash your hands first, and then you pour the wine, because we're afraid that if you don't wash your hands first, that the mashkim that fell on the outside of the kli, some of the, shenoflu b'achorei hakos machmas yadayim, disnan kol aposeles hatruma, metamei mashkim lios tchila. Anything that would passel truma, in other words, a sheni, which would passel truma. Sheni makes a shlishi by truma, and it becomes passel. It can't be matami anything else, but it itself becomes passel. So it's something that's a tuma sheni, right? Second level of tuma. Touches truma, it passels it, okay? But it can't go further. That's a shlishi. But in tchulin, a sheni doesn't make a shlishi, okay? It can't do anything when it comes to tchulin. Okay, but if you have a sheni, okay, call a posel satruma. Anything is a sheni that would passel truma. Metame mashkim lios tchila. If it touches liquids, then it becomes, the liquids become a rishon, and they again can make a sheni. Okay, the yavzru v'yitamu sakos. The liquids then are metame the kos. Ubeishame savrei osel ishtamish b'kos shachorav tmei oskid l'kamon. And beishame holds you're not allowed to use a kos that's tamei where the outside is tamei. So if you're gonna not wash your hands first, we're afraid that the liquids on the outside of the kli are going to become tamei because of your hands, and they'll be matame the kli, and you're not allowed to use a kos that's tamei, where the outside is tamei. The tamei of daim lekos, and where it says if that's the case, and what are you afraid, only if there's mashkim on the kli, let your hands be matame the kli, and you're using a kli tamei. If your hands aren't washed, then you touch the kli, your hands are a sheni, right, and they touch the kli, and they'll make a tamei. Where it says lamalei dekomer mashkim shachorei akos below mashkim nami matami yodaim lakos. Where it says no, that's not true. A sheni can't make a shlishi bechulin. So your hands are a sheni; they can't make the kos tummy for chulin. Ela yidei mashkin, unless there's mashkin in between. If your hands are a sheni, they touch mashkin, the mashkin becomes a rishon, and then the rishon can matami something else. Shamashkim nasim rishon nimi derabanan. If tomar kli eno makabel tuma ela mi avatuma, a kli can only be makabel tuma from an avatuma. Kalim are never makabel tuma from a rishon l'tuma is not matame kalim. It's only matame ochlin umashkin. Right, a rishon l'tuma is matame food and drink, but it's not matame kalim. So how in the world anyway can this mashkin, which is only a rishon, it's not an avatuma, how can matame the kli? Honey mi limidoraisa, that's only min haTorah. The Chachamim gazru shu mashkim rishonim metamim kli. The Rabbanan made another gzeira. Not only do mashkim become a rishon, but they also come metame a kli. Gzeira mishu mashkim zav zavashen ovos atuma gonroko meimi raglav. The reason they made that gzeira is there are some liquids that are an avatuma. The spit of a zav is avatuma. So they made a gzeira that all mashkim are metame kalim, because there are some mashkim that are metame kalim because they're an avatuma. Ube silo omrin betosefta hachigar sinan la. Ubeshilil omri machore hakos la'olam tameim. Right? Beshilil holds that the outside of a kos is always tameim. Dover acher, take up an atilish yadayim suda. Another reason why Beshilil holds that you have to, wash after you are mosig the kos, because you can't be a hetzik between atilish yadayim and the motzi. So if you wash, before you're mosig the kos, right, so then there's a hetzik between atilish yadayim and the motzi. L'may d'chashisu shalo yitamu yadayim, and that which you're worried about, that your hands are going to be matami the mashke and matami the kos, right, esachori hakos, lav shoshe, there's no problem with that. Shafil l'chatchila mutu l'shtamish b'kli shachor of tmeim, b'tochol tor. You're l'chatchila allowed to use a kli for koshal bracha, any kos, you're allowed to use a kos that's tamei on the outside, as long as it's not tamei on the inside. Kegon zeh, shenit matami achor of machmas mashkin, tamrinan bei b'shmaisin, tochol tor, hilgach mozge b'shosin sakos tchila, kodem netila, shimata omer, notin liyadayim tchila, shemi yu achori hakos tmeim, gzeira shema lo yu ayadayim neguvos yotha, mimei hat netila, v'yitamu hamashkin shibi adayim machmas kos. Because if you hold your wash first, we're afraid that you're going to end up being matame your hands again. Because there's going to be mashke on the outside of the kos, and the kos l'maisa is tame, because you're allowed to use a tame kos. It's tamei on the outside, and the mashkim on the outside are going to tamei your hands again, and then you're as if you didn't wash. So better to wash after you're mosing the kos than before. And the Tosefta says other reasons too, because if you wash before you're mosing the kos, there's a hetzik between washing and hamotzi. So our Gemara says the reason that they still holds that you wash after Mezigah Sakos is because we're afraid that you're going to end up being Matama Yodayim. But the Tosefta says there's another reason why they still hold that, because we're afraid that because you're going to be Matzik between Netila Shadayim and Mahamotzi. Versus the Nitme Kosli Yodayim, Lomali Mashkim, why do you need these Mashkim? Yodayim, Afilu Yodayim Neguvos Nomi Yitami Kosli Yodayim. Even if your hands are dry, the kos is Tame on the outside, from the Tame of your hands. Smart says, "Akiva the Hachihu, Nahi Nami the Bekosh Lifnei Hamazon Ovid Beisil Takanta the Shoseu Kodem Netila Kosus Haboy Besoch Hamazon Matzei Haleid Halom Etam Nesei Yodayim." Right. So Beisil made a takana that you should wash only after your mozik is hakos. That's for the kos before you eat. What about all the kosus you bring? If you're allowed to use a tamei kli, right? Then in the middle of the meal, the kli is going to be the tamei of your hands. So the tilis yadayim is going to be bottled in the middle of the meal. You're going to have to wash again. Where it says, no, ain't kli metamei adam. A kli is not metamei, a person. Kolomar, kli kazeh, shenitma bevlad atuma, kli, that became tamei through a rishon, right, latuma. Ain't no metamei as yadayim, right? That won't now be metamei your hands unless they're wet. The kaim alon karabonin, the pligi alay der b'yishuv meseches yadayim, the kalim shenitnu b'mashkim, right? The what's it called? Kalim that became tomei from mashkim, right? Kazeh shenitma b'vladatuma, no, mashkim va'omer es shenitma ba'avatuma metamei es yadayim, the shenitma b'vladatuma ainu metamei es yadayim. So it depends. If the kalim were tomei from an avatuma, then the keli is metame without mashkim. Okay? But if they were only nitma bavlada tuma, right, they became tame through a rishon latuma. And then it only became tame through the mashkim, eino metame si yodayim. Then it's not metame yodayim unless there's mashkim in between. She'ein sheni osa sheni. Afo pisha sefer metame si yodayim, even though we find there is such a thing, right, the rabbanim goes of tuma on svarim, on Megillas, whatever, ein lemeidem himenu. Right, you don't learn from that. Each gezeira is a different gezeira. So there is something that a kli, a sefer, is metame yadayim directly. But that's a special halacha by svarim. Okay, they made svarim tame because they used to put their truma next to the sefer, and the mice would come and eat up the svarim. So they made a gezeira that svarim are tame. There, taka, if you touch the sefer, your hands become tame too. Hilkach koso shebesoch hamazon sheyagayim neguvim. In the middle of the meal, your hands are dry. So even though if you touch the outside of the kos, which is tameh, your hands are not going to become tameh, because the kos only became tameh through mashkim. Because if they became tameh through something more than mashkim, the whole kos would be tameh, even the inside. Eina matamis hadayim v'tomer pamim sheyesh mashkim tav shel tofeach al hayadayim. I maybe in the middle of the meal also should worry about it. Who said your hands are always dry in the middle of the meal? You touch food and the food is wet and your hands become wet, and then you'll touch the, what's it called, the kli, and your hands will become tamei again, you have to wash again. So why aren't we afraid of, why aren't we worried about the kosos in the middle of the meal? Ein toras mashkin olav, el toras ochel. That, when the food has liquid in it, it's no longer considered liquid, the gavituma, because it's bottled to the food. So it has a din of ochel, not a din of mashke. And by ochel, this halacha of sheni makes a rishon, and then that viter makes another sheni. It doesn't apply. So it's all sheni, and it doesn't make a shlishi. It doesn't, no problem. Okay. Kli shenitmu achor b'mashken, v'kli shetef ka'amar. Right? We're talking here about metal or wooden kelim. The ilu kli cheres, but because we're talking about kli cheres, if earthenware kelim, ein mitamim migabon afilu b'tumah d'oraisa. They never become tamei if you touch the outside, right? Even a tumah d'oraisa, kli cheres is only tamei if you touch the inside. Shenitmu achor b'mashkim. So if you have a wooden or a metal kli that became tamei on the outside because of mashkim, in other words, if there wouldn't be mashkim, the thing to touch the kli wouldn't make the kli tamei. It's only because of this special halacha that mashkim become a rishon and they can be matamei kelim that the kli became tamei. And it's on the outside. Ein lecha mashke she'ein al rishon l'tumah. Right? Mashkim in the Rabbanan are always a rishon, because no matter what touched them, they go back one level up. So if a sheni touched a mashke, the mashke becomes a rishon. She'afim noga b'sheni asu chachonim t'chila. That's special gzera the Rabbanan. The mashkim always become a rishon. Achorav t'meim. Afal pi she'ein other v'keil mekabun t'umah min ha'torah ela mi'avatumah. Even though only an avatumah can mekamei other v'keilim, and a rishon l'tuma can only be matamei ochlin u'mashkin min haTorah, right? Gozru chachamim shu mashkin matamin kelim. Still, the Rabbanan made gzera that mashkin, even a rishon, not an avatuma, can matamei kelim. Shematzinu mashke shu avatuma, because there are mashkin that are an avatuma matamei adam and kelim. There could be matamei an adam and kelim min haTorah. You go zovo shalzav roko memiraglav. All the liquids that come out of Azov, his spit, his ziva, his meiraglayim, right, are all avatuma. And if they touch a keli, they're matame the keli. So the Rabbanim made gzera, therefore, that all mashkim are matame kelim also. Gozra, kol mashkim tmeim shiitamu kelim. Okay. Tocho v'ogno the aznav tahorim. The key of the tumah zu d'rabbanan he of duba hekera. Since this tumah is only d'rabbanan, they wanted you to know it's only a tumah d'rabbanan, right? Ki hechi d'lo lisro fala truma. Because if you think it's a tumah d'raisa and it touched truma, then you burn the truma, and it's not really true. It's only tumah d'rabbanan, and you don't burn the truma. You leave it until it rots by itself, right? You don't burn it though. The kiluba. That's why they were makel, to let you know this is only a tumah d'rabbanan. There's no such thing as a tumah d'oraisa. It's only tamei on the outside, not on the inside. The chen mefurish b'choros. Ogno sfaso. Ogno means the rim. Hakfula letzad chutz. The rim is a double like rim. It curves back to the outside of the kli, right? So that doesn't become tamei. Haroy letashmish ozno kama ozin hachavis shikorin anshavalaz. That's the handles, right, on a barrel. The yod of klish yesh lo yad tigo machvas, or a handle, right, a different kind of handle, like a handle on a pot handle, right? There's the ears like on a an urn that you hold it with. That's one kind of handle. Then there's a long handle, like on a pot, right? That's another kind of handle. And then there's the rim that curves out, and that's considered still the outside of the pot. It's not considered the inside. Okay, let's go on. the Maikomitlgei. So what's the machlokis? I said both of them have a svara why it's better to wash first or wash afterwards. What's the ikr machlokis over here? The shamei savrei is also the shamish beklisha nitmuachar b'mashim gzera mishim nitzotzos. The lekel emigzer shemi yitamu hamashkim shiyadayim b'kos. The shamei hold you're not allowed to use a kos. There's tamei who's tamei on the outside, right? Why? Because we're afraid that drops of liquid from the inside. Right, what's it called, will fall on the outside of the kli, right, and they'll become tame, and they'll be matame your hands. So you're not allowed to use a kos that's tame on the outside, because we're afraid that, what's it called, that the liquid in the inside of the kli is going to spritz on the outside, it'll become tame, and your hands will become tame, and you're going to have to wash again, and you won't realize it. And you'll be eating with dirty hands, right, with tame hands. And therefore, what's it called? You're not allowed to use such a kos. If you're not allowed to use such a kos, then if you, what's it called, wash first, there's no problem anymore. Because you have to use a kos that's tahar. So what are we afraid? That the water on the outside of the kos will be metame your hands. It can't be metame your hands because the kos is tahar. You're not allowed to use a tame kos. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Therefore, Beis Shammai says the only problem would be if you wash afterwards and you pick up the kos with dirty hands, then you have a problem, because then you're going to, what's it called, be metame the kos, and you're not allowed to use a kos at something. Okay. Ubeis Hillel savri mutar lishtamesh b'klisha nitmu achor v'mashkim. You're allowed to use a kos that's, what's it called, tame. So we're not afraid about the kos. The kos could be tame, and you're allowed the chatchila to use a kos that's tame. If that's the case, then we're more afraid that the kos is going to be metame your hands through the liquid, and then you're going to have to wash again. So don't wash first, wash only afterwards. Okay. So that's the ikar machlokas is, are you allowed to use a kos that's tame on the outside or not? Ubeisil savri mutul ishtamish beklisha nitmu achor b'mashkin. Amri nitzotzos lo shichei, because he's not afraid that water's going to spritz from the inside of the kos, liquid's going to spritz from the inside of the kos to the outside of the kos. That's not shchiyah. We're not gozer for such a thing. It's not usual that things spritz from the inside to the outside. So what are we afraid of? We're not afraid of the kos becoming tame, because that's okay. We're afraid of your hands becoming tame, and therefore better to wash after you drink the kos than before. Dover acher, another reason why Beis Hillel holds that it's better to wash after you drink the kos than before, taketh l'netilas yadayim suda, because you have to wash, what's it called, immediately before you eat the motzi, and not have anything else in between. My dover acher, what does that mean? Hachi komar lo beisol beishamei. L'ditchu damrisu osu l'shtamish b'klish achor v'tmeyim digazvina mishim etzotzos afilu hachi ho'adifa the taketh until z'adam suda. Even according to you, beishamei, that you're afraid that you're going to end up making the kos tame, and you're not allowed to use a kos tame, that's a legitimate chash, but there's a bigger chash over here. And that is that you're going to be mafsik between the Tilas Yadayim and the Motzi. That's more of a concern than your concern about using a kos tame. Right? So even you should agree to me, right, that instead of being choshish, that you're going to end up being matame the kos and using a kos tame, here you're definitely being mafsik between the Tilas Yadayim and the Motzi, better not to do that. Rashi. Zera mishum nitzotzos, shema yitzu nitzotzos mitocha ala chorev. The Shammai is afraid that some of the, what's it called, the liquid will spritz from the inside of the kli to the outside, and if the kli is tame, the itamu mashkim shemachora machmas achorayim, and the kli, the outside of the kli which is tame, will be metame the mashke, the itamu, and then the mashke will be metame your hands. Hilkach notum liyodayim tchila. Therefore, you should wash your hands first. Shelo yitamu sachori akos, in order that your hands should not be metame the kos, the outside of the kos. And that which Beis Hillel is afraid, that if you wash first and you have a kli that's tame, it's going to be tame your dayim. Beis Shammai says we don't have to worry about that. You're not allowed to use a kli tame. You have to make sure it's tahor to begin with. So that's not a concern. Beis Hillel savrei mutar lishtamesh bo hilkach lichshosha didan ikal ameichash, aval lichshosha didchu lekal ameichash. The lo ichpas lanim yitamu acharav. Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use a kos that's the outside is tame. Therefore, he says, I'm not worried about your problem.
that if you don't wash your hands first, you're going to end up being metame the outside of the kli, and you're going to be using a kli that's tame. So what? I'm more concerned that since you're allowed to use a kli that's tame, the kli is going to metame your hands if you wash first, and the washing is meaningless. Ho adifa limzo kakos tchila, and therefore it's better to pour the cup first, the acher kach netilas yadayim, take your flasuda, and then you wash right before you make a motzi. Not wash, then drink wine, and then make a motzi. Velo asya chashoshin, and it's also sumafkas hilchasa, the zoom hilchasudahi. Your chash, right, that you have to wash first, because maybe your hands will become tame, right, is not as valid as being mavakla halacha outright of washing immediately before the motzi. Okay. Let's go a little bit more tomorrow. We'll go back to what's over here by Teches. How do you like matzik between the Til Shadayim and the Suda? That we'll speak about tomorrow. Let's go a little ahead. Beshamei Omri Mekaneach, Tana Rabbanan. Beshamei Omri Mekaneach Yodah B'mafa U'meinich Al HaShulchan. Beshamei says you wipe your hands from washing with a towel and you leave it on the table. Shim Ata Omer Al HaKeses, because if you say you put it down on the footstool, Gzeira, on the pillow that you're reclining on, Gzeira Shemi Yitamu Mashkim Shibamapa Machmas HaKeses, we're afraid that the water on the towel is going to become tame because of the pillow, that the pillow's tame. It's going to be matame the water on the towel. Can't be matame the towel because a kli is not matame a kli. But a kli is matame mashke, right? And the mashke becomes a trila, a risho. The Yahzru Vitam will say a dime. And then if you touch the towel again, your hands are going to become tummy. And now it's like you didn't wash again. So in order not to be mavatl your netilas yodayim and unawares, and you're going to end up eating with your yodayim that are not tar, right? So don't put the towel down on the pillow, which may be tummy, and mitame the water on the towel, right? Put the towel on the table. So verse says, "Minatamya keshes lamapa." Let the pillow be matame the towel directly. So verse ain't kli matame kli. A kli can't be matame another kli. Then it maya keshes legavra gufe. If you're sitting on a pillow that's tame, let the pillow be matame your hands directly. Forget about the towel, right? You become tame because of the pillow. Verse says, "Ain't kli matame adam." No, kli is not matame adam either. Okay. So therefore, we're not afraid of, you can use a pillow that's tame, and it's not going to be matame you, or your hands if they're dry. And it's not going to be matame the towel. But if the towel is wet, it'll be matame the liquids in the towel, and then if you'll wipe your hands again with those liquids, your hands will become tame. That's what Beishame is afraid of. So don't put it down on the pillow, because it may become tame, the water on the towel may become tame from the pillow, and then the water will be matame your hands when you wipe your hands again with the towel. No, Dafka put it on the pillow, not on the table. Shimata Omer al HaShulchan, because if you say you put it on the table, Gzeirishem Yitamu Mashkim Shibamapach HaShulchan. We're afraid that the water on the towel become tame because of the table. V'yagzru V'yitamu HaOchlin. And they'll be matame then the food on the table. So where it says, V'latame Shulchan LaOchlin, if the table's tame, let it be matame the Ochlin that are on the table. Talking about a shulchan that's a sheni, the ain sheni also shlishi v'chulin, and the shulchan can't be matame ochlin, right? If it's a sheni, because a sheni doesn't make a shlishi v'chulin. Unless there's water in between. So if you don't have a towel with water on it, we're not afraid of the shulchan being matame the food on the table, unless we're afraid that the shulchan matame the water on the towel. And the water on the towel, matami the ochlin. And you end up eating tame ochlin. So what's the basis of this machlokas? I mean, Beishamai is afraid of the pillow more than the table, and Beisil is afraid of the table more than the pillow. Why? Beishamai savri osle shtamish b'shulchan sheni. Gzeira mishum ochle truma. Now, you're not allowed to use a shulchan that's tame to masheni. Because we're afraid that if you use it, people who eat truma are going to use that table. And for truma, taka, a sheni is makes a shlishi. It's possible truma. So if you put truma down on the table, right, it's possible. So Mela, they asked using, according to Beishamai, a shulchan that's a sheni, you can't use it even to eat chulin. So we're not afraid anymore of putting the thing down on the table, because the table has to be tar. The table can't even be a sheni, according to Beishamai. So you must use a shulchan that's tahar. So putting the towel down on the table is no problem at all. The table has to be tahar. But there's no halacha that you have to use a pillow that's tahar. So we're afraid that the pillow will be tame, the pillow will be matame, the mashkin, and when you wipe your hands again, your hands will become tame. Right? You're allowed to use a shulchan that's a sheni. And people who eat truma, they'll be careful not to eat on that shulchan. Dover acher, ein netilas yadayim lechulin min haTorah. Right? Another reason is because there's no netilas yadayim for chulin anyway min haTorah. Right? In other words, you're allowed to eat food that's tame. My dover acher, hachi kamer ul beisol veshame. The chitemru maishno gabi ochlin de chayshinan, umaishno gabi yadayim de lo chayshinan. Why am I afraid that the table's going to be matame the food? I'm not afraid that the towel is going to metame your hands, because me'ikar adin, you don't have to wash for chulin altogether. It's a takana derabanan only. And therefore, I'm not afraid that your hands are going to become tame, unawares. Afilu hachi ha'adifa, deina tu l'shadayim l'chulin ben ha'torah, mutav shi'tamu yadayim, de leslu ikram ed'raisa, ve'al yitamu ochlin dislu ikram ed'raisa. Better, your hands should become tame, where there's no halacha min ha'torah of hands having to be tar when you eat, rather than the food becoming tame. That already has an ikram ed'raisa, the food becoming tame. Rashi. Mashkin shibamapa, shemi yehe mashke tofeach aleha, it'll be so wet that the liquid will be noticeable on the surface of the towel. Machmas niguva yadayim, when you wipe your hands, a lot of water, a lot of people wipe their hands on it, the yaz will be tamas yadayim. And then that water will be matama your hands. Kishikaneh batamid misoch asuda. As you wash and wipe your hands in the middle of the suda, your hands will become tame. And you won't realize it, and you'll be eating with hands that are tame. Vinitmaya kesis lamapa, below mashkim. Why doesn't the pillow, the matame, the towel, even if there's no liquid? Ein kli, sheino avatuma, matame kelim. A kli that's not an avatuma can't be matame kelim, below other, and not people. Only ochlin umashkim. Who yizar, shlo yiga yodha bekesis, im rishon nahilatuma. He'll be careful not to let his hands touch the pillow, but he won't be careful not to let his hands touch the towel, because the towel is made there to wipe your hands. Machmas shulchan, gavarsh lakameh, savri besil mutlish tamish, shulchan sheni. They still hold you're allowed to use a shulchan that's a sheni, therefore we're afraid if you put the towel on the shulchan, then the mashk is going to become tame, and it's going to be metame, the food, which the shulchan itself wouldn't have done directly. Mishum ochle truma, shasheni posel sa truma. Bishami says you can't use a shulchan that's a sheni, because we're afraid that people who are eating truma will use that shulchan. Afilu hachi ha'adifa, lachu shema ira nikra, shishtamshu b'shulchan sheni, v'lo yanichenu agave ha'shulchan, shalo titame es ha'ochlin. Beis Hillel is more afraid that you'll use a shulchan that's a sheni, and if you put it on the table, the mashkim in the towel are going to become tame, and they're going to be matame, the food on the table. Machmas mashkim, shibomi lachu shalo itame machmas kisei, the towns of Atami Sadayim. He's more afraid of that than afraid that the towel become tame because of the pillow, and then your hands are going to become tame, right? Because we're more afraid of food becoming tame than hands becoming tame. Okay.